Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Peter Ubaldi, CEO and president for Global Ecology Corporation. The company trades on the OTCQB. Ticker symbol is GLEC, as well as over-the-counter, same ticker symbol, GLEC. Thanks for joining us today, Peter.
Thank you for inviting me, Juan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of GLEC for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
Okay. Well, GEC, in previous iterations, has been public since about 1993. At that time, we were in a different space than we are now, and I would say about the end of 2006, the beginning of 2007, we recognized an opportunity in environmental remediation, and we began to explore the possibilities that would lead to, and it's worked out very well. We have, at that time, we had relationships with the United Nations Private Partner Program, and they began to kind of educate us into what would be some of the challenges out there in the world that most everybody knows about, but until you get some firsthand information, it's not as much as you think. But right now, we have come to the conclusion that this particular industry is one that we would like to be in, and we have actively gone after it since, well, for a good 3 years now. During that time, we developed some interesting technologies that have taken off in the last year or so, and now we're positioned to begin to get those out into the world and continue in this business.
Certainly, and bring us up to speed on the recent investment from South African partners for the water treatment venture.
Yeah, that's a recent event and one that we're very, very proud of and very happy to be involved with. These folks in South Africa are very well positioned in that country and the surrounding countries in the continent, and they have made a significant investment into our parent company, but more importantly, they have invested their own capital in what will be a subsidiary of Global Ecology for South Africa. That South African, as I said, that South African subsidiary will cover pretty much the entire continent, and they have distribution for our products throughout the country. We like the idea because when entering into these arrangements, it's best to have local established individuals with good connections that are representing you. And these particular individuals have the connections, but they also have invested their own funds, which makes it even better for us.
Certainly. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector, Peter, and how well positioned the company is with your EPA technology to approve technology to capitalize on them.
Yeah, I think the trends we're seeing that are out there today are different types of water purification devices and technologies that are not exactly what we have. We have products and technologies that are, we believe, are far superior to anything that's out there today. What we have seen in this sector, it's a lot of personal-sized systems that purify drinking water. We have seen solar-powered devices that are a little bit like ours, but are 2 and 3 and 4 times the expense, not only going in, but to operate. So we've decided that what we have out there today is very competitive and probably will be able to capture parts of the market that these other systems and technologies have not been able to do as yet.
Certainly, and so what would you say makes Global Ecology Corp unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
Well, the first thing, if we discuss the water purification side of the business, which is the creation of drinking water and cleaning up of lakes and streams in contaminated areas. What makes this different is the use of our proprietary copper sulfate product that we use. This is an ionized material that's able to clean water, stay suspended in a water column, and preserve water for drinking purposes as long as it is in the solution. Many systems will be able to clean and provide drinking water, but what will happen is as soon as that water comes out of their system, it can be contaminated again by the original contaminants that they cleaned up. Our system works quite differently. What we have is an original solution that will, together with some of the other technologies that are there today, will provide a much, much better coverage and much better purification qualities than we have seen so far. And we've demonstrated that with different kinds of sources of water that are contaminated and not able to be used for drinking or for any other purpose. And that takes a very big toll on certain parts of the country, especially in the providing medical care. So between the drinking water and the medical care and just the use of human consumption in general, our equipment has gone far past what's out there today, we believe.
Well, great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Peter, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Well, strength of the management team from an investment point of view is our original management team, which is still in place since we took control of this company back in 2004, the original management team consisted of mostly financial people, which was great because it enabled us to get the message out, create investment opportunities, and bring aboard investment capital that, from previous connections we had in the industry. As we developed the technology we have today, we found it necessary to create an advisory board of individuals, scientists, PhDs that are positioned and have been in the water purification and this type of and this space for years and years in their careers. So we have not only financial people to run the company and to build it, but we have PhDs and science and the scientific side of the equation to continue in the technology we've come up with.
Well, sounds like a pretty well-rounded team. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, I think the model we've created in South Africa will probably set the benchmark for what we do going forward. It's our intention to go to individual countries, and we have already made inroads in Brazil, you've seen what we've done in South Africa. We've talked to folks in the Dominican Republic and various other countries around the world. And the trick is to get the proper individuals to become your joint venture partners. And that's, I believe, what we'll do going forward, because these folks know the country, they know the political system, they understand what is necessary to make the business work in their particular areas. So what we decided to do was to continue along the lines that we've already started, where we'll find individual partners, create subsidiaries or joint ventures for those companies, which will be owned by GEC, along with the individuals in those countries. And I think that model will serve us very well going forward.
Certainly. And now, in terms of investors and the financial community, do you believe that the GLEC story, your message, Peter, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, I think over time that's gotten better. I mean, initially when we try to get this message out, it was a little bit challenging. I mean, we're in a space where, in some cases, those that need our services and products the most are not able to afford them. Now, we've overcome those deficiencies by putting together connections and contacts with charitable organizations, foundations that are active in developing and helping these countries. So I think the investors will begin to see that this particular opportunity is basically endless. I mean, there is never going to be a company or a series of companies or a situation where the need for clean drinking water or remediation of waste and the like is ever going to be saturated. We're not outselling a product that will find competition and then not have a market. This market, we believe, one, will always be there.
Certainly, and so once again joining us today is Peter Ubaldi, CEO and President for Global Ecology Corporation. The company trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GLEC, as well as over-the-counter, same symbol, and is currently trading at 3 cents a share. And we were just discussing the recent investment from South African partners for the water treatment venture in South Africa. And so before we conclude, Peter, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Basically and very simply because of the vast market that we are entering. We believe that an investor coming into the company today it will be able to watch this company grow in just developing what we've already started. We feel there is a limitless availability of uses for our products and services.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Peter, and update our investors on GLEC.
Well, thank you very much, Juan. It was a pleasure to speak to you, and I hope we can get to see you again soon.